SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In another legal victory for President Trump, a federal judge has given a green light to the administration's drive to shrink the size and the cost of the federal bureaucracy. Delivering an indictment of modern American culture, Vice President Vance tells a high-profile conservative gathering that the Trump administration is committed to doing something about cultural rot.
I think that it wants to turn everybody, into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that.
Vance addressing this year's Conservative Political Action Conference. Also at SRNnews.com, the Israel-Hamas ceasefire is on even shakier ground following the latest Hamas hostage release.
The Israeli military says that the forensic identification of the four bodies of hostages returned to Israel by Hamas on Thursday has confirmed that one of them belongs to Oded Lifshitz, a peace activist in his 80s, and two others to the Bibas children, Ariel and Kafir. But the fourth body, the army says, is not that of their mother, Shiri.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Prime Minister Netanyahu promising revenge for what he describes as a cruel and malicious violation of the Gaza ceasefire. Following a Senate confirmation vote, Kash Patel is in as FBI director, being sworn in today. Two Republicans, Collins and Murkowski, join the Democrats in voting no. New York Governor Hochul says she is not going to remove New York Mayor Eric Adams from office after all, and instead will push for increased oversight of City Hall. On Wall Street, the Dow down 296. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups appealing for help in the aftermath of the USAID funding freeze.
Efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle the government's Agency for International Development have directly affected the ministry of faith-based organizations. Groups large and small are seeking donations to continue life-saving work. One example is World Hope International that writes on X that gifts will ensure clean water, health care, and education for those in need. The agency quotes Proverbs 3:27, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Access to religious services has been restricted in New York's state prisons after National Guard troops were deployed amid a labor strike by correctional officers. The strikes have upended the lives of prison inmates and their families who have been denied access to everything from lawyers to family visits and medical treatment. This is SRN News. Some tense moments yesterday at a Washington landmark.
The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts was evacuated following a bomb threat called in Thursday. A spokesperson for the Kennedy Center says the threat targeted Shin Yun, the famous dance group slated to open its 2025 performances Thursday. Metropolitan D.C. police and U.S. Park police investigated. The center was evacuated and there were no injuries. The Kennedy Center has been in the news recently after President Donald Trump replaced the Board of Trustees and named himself chairman. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Lawyers delivering closing arguments today in the trial of a New Jersey man charged with trying to kill Salman Rushdie on a Western New York lecture stage. The 2022 knife attack at the Chautauqua Institution severely injured the Booker Prize winning author, leaving him partially blind. Hadi Matar is charged with attempted murder and assault. More details at SRNnews.com.